In the wake of two disastrous fire seasons back-to-back, the issue of fire control and prevention is at the forefront in California. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Doug Bevington. He is PhD Forest Director of the California Program at the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Doug.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us what the situation is and what the governor is looking for right now.
Well, we've seen the state agency CAL FIRE just release a set of really troubling recommendations. In them, we see CAL FIRE doubling down on a logging-based approach to wildfire policy. But CAL FIRE's approach is not working. It's producing spiraling costs to taxpayers. And as you just described, in recent years, we've seen unprecedented loss of lives and homes during wildfire. So we're saying that we need a different approach for California, because California is a place where fire is an inevitable feature of our forests and also of our chaparral and grasslands and all these ecosystems where millions of Californians live. The good news is that scientific research shows that instead of more logging, there are actions that are actually highly effective in protecting homes during these inevitable wildfires. And these are steps like using non-flammable roof material and putting fine mesh screens over vents.
Yeah, the arguments against that logging issue seem to be, well, the wind can always, if you've managed a forest in one area, the wind can always pick up embers, as we saw so tragically here in Santa Rosa, and blow them to another place entirely.
Exactly. But when communities do take the steps to prepare homes, it works quite effectively. A great example of this was in Los Angeles in 2017. There was the La Tuna fire, and home safety standards were well implemented and enforced there, and more than 99% of the houses within the path of that fire did not burn, even though this was a large, intense fire occurring in triple-digit temperatures and high winds.
So is it only roofing that needs to change in homes, or are there other things that need to happen?
I think roofing is a good starting point. As I mentioned, screen vents is another important one. It's about not letting the embers sit on the roof. It's about letting them not get into the house. Putting covers over gutters is another piece. Some work around the house can also be helpful, vegetation trimming around the house. But it's most effective when it's right close to the house, and anything more than 100 feet away is basically irrelevant to preventing the house from burning. So that's why we describe the approach that we're recommending, working from the home outward. And the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation brought together a team of fire experts to produce a report on this subject, and it's titled A New Direction for California Wildfire Policy, Working from the Home Outward on that goal.
Do you think that Governor Newsom and CAL FIRE will take this report into account and in terms of what they do plan and actually put into practice?
Well, this is the disappointing thing, but unfortunately not surprising in terms of CAL FIRE, which was put in charge of making these recommendations. We shared this report with CAL FIRE ahead of time, but CAL FIRE still just recommended funding a whole bunch of logging projects under these euphemisms such as thinning and vegetation management. And this is really a tremendous missed opportunity. There's recent legislation called SB 901, there's now hundreds of millions of dollars available that could be used to help communities do fire safety retrofits to homes. And the CAL FIRE report briefly mentions the effectiveness of work right around homes, but then recommends $0 for this, and instead recommends pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into its pet logging projects. And I think we're just seeing that CAL FIRE is so focused on logging, the recommendations actually exclude non-forest areas, even though that's where most of the loss of homes during wildfire is occurring. So there's nothing for the chaparral areas in Southern California, such as experienced the Big Woolsey fire last year. Mm-hmm. There's nothing for wine country. Yet these are exactly the sort of areas that could really benefit from the SB 901 funds if they were used to help support fire-safe retrofitting in these communities. And so I think the CAL FIRE report really shows that the CAL FIRE is stuck in a logging-based approach that's going to be irrelevant for keeping these communities safe. And that's why if Governor Newsom is going to have to go beyond CAL FIRE and seek guidance from different voices, particularly from home safety experts, if he wants to take a new and more effective approach that really helps communities to safely coexist with these inevitable wildfires.
Well, the report that you have compiled is extensive, about 26 pages, and it is available at the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation to see this as well. So it is an interesting and hopefully an effective tool that we could use to protect lives, to protect homes, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Doug Bevington. He is a PhD forest director and part of the California program with the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation.